107.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, Low Cut Connie. Don't Cry Baby Blue from the number two album of the year on my list. It's called Call Me Sylvia. That's also the number two song on my list. They'll both be published on my website, richrusso.net, and you can check them out. And before we get to the number one album of the year, Greg, who hasn't been here the last couple weeks, has now called in, and he wants to be part of the last 6-point spots of the year. And by the way, it's not like that Greg gets paid any fees to do the 6-point spot. He just likes to be part of it. So, Greg, what's going on, dude?
Happy New Year, Rich. I know it's not quite New Year yet.
It'll be New Year very, very soon. Another couple hours, I guess, right? Well, 24 hours.
Walking around the streets of Chinatown right now, just taking inventory of my life. That's what I like to do because it stinks down here and it's not really a place I want to hang out. So when I'm feeling a little down. Because I've missed a lot of shows this year and I'm feeling bad about it. My New Year's resolution, so you know, along with, of course, drinking 6-point beer and only 6-point beer, is I'm not missing any shows next year. Not one show I'm going to miss. That's a promise.
So you're not going to miss one show, even though Super Bowl Sunday, of course, is a show that you always take off. And you have a chance because your Falcons might be in the Super Bowl. So you're not going to miss that show this year. So it's going to be you, me, and Dr. Demento on Super Bowl Sunday?
Okay, 51 shows. I'll miss one. I'll have 51 shows with you this year.
And then what about Thanksgiving where you go home to see your family?
50 shows.
And then usually Christmas?
Okay, 49 shows.
And then New Year's you kind of usually don't do. So do we want to maybe temper that and say it's you'll guarantee that you'll be here for 30 shows, 35 shows?
No, that's a little... Okay, we can go with that. I think that's a little low, and I think I can beat that. But here's my revamped New Year's resolution. I'm going to at least make 35 shows. I'm going to let you know that I value doing the show with you. I don't feel obligated to do it. I enjoy it. I like what you're doing on there. I'm glad to be part of it. I'm grateful to be a part of it. And still, this part doesn't change. I'm only going to drink 6-point beer.
As we close out 2012, it's been a very, very weird year. I mean, 6-point has obviously introduced some new brews, but of course their brewery got heavily, heavily affected in Red Hook by Hurricane Sandy, as did so many people in this region. So I'm sure they're looking forward to a great 2013. They have been a great sponsor of ours, great friends of ours. 6-point beer, you got a New Year's Eve party coming up tomorrow. Don't bring stupid champagne. Bring 6-point beer.
6-point to make you feel good. Going to taste good, and you'll be the head of the party.
Yeah, and it's when the clock strikes midnight, and you're looking for that person to kiss, or that girl, that hot girl that's by herself, is looking for the guy to kiss. You know, because they always want to find the guy to kiss on as soon as it hits New Year's, right? You're going to see a guy holding like a thing of champagne, or you're going to see a guy holding a brownstone or a crisp. Or a righteous ale, or a resin, or a sweet action, or a diesel, if you can even find the winter brew diesel. That girl is going to go to the guy with the 6-point beer, not the champagne.
If she's smart, she will.
Well, there you go. 6-point. And the way, if you want to find out where you can buy 6-point beer, 6-point beer on 6point.com, you have the 6-point beer finder. Just click on it, type in your zip code. It'll tell you whether it's a bar, a restaurant, a liquor store, packaged goods store to pick up all the nano kegs you need for 6-point. So you can have a fantastic, fantastic 2013. Follow 6-point on Twitter at 6-point. And let's take a break now. We'll do some more stuff for the best of 2012. And thank you, Greg, for calling in. Hopefully Chinatown will solve your problems and you'll be able to honor your resolutions this year. And we look forward to seeing you next week, which, by the way, is my birthday show.
Does that one count as two shows towards my quota, your birthday show?
If it was your birthday, it would, but it's my birthday. Why should you get extra credit for my birthday?
I don't know, because I know it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Well, I guess so. And let's take a quick break, and when we return, you will find out what is the best album on 2012 on the only list that matters, the Anything, Anything top list. Stick around.